Joining us right now on our program is a Georgian who became a Minnesotan. She was employed for 5 years as a research chemist for the National Bureau of Standards in Washington, D.C. Dr. Aretha Clark King was the first African-American female chemist to work at the agency. Her research was important to the NASA space program. In fact, her research and her mechanisms are still being used by NASA today. Please welcome and say hello to Dr. Aretha Clark King. Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you along with us. It's been a while since we've spoken.
That's right. It's been a while, and I'm honored to speak with you today.
It's our pleasure. If you don't know, Dr. King has just a mover and a shaker, blazing trails all over the place. In 1988, well, let's go back a little further. You came to Minneapolis, and you are the president of Metropolitan State University. That's something I did not know about you.
You really did? Oh, well, I was the president there for a long time. I was the second president, and that was in the years when Metropolitan State University was getting established.
Wow. And then you moved on to General Mills in Minneapolis, becoming the vice president of General Mills Corporation and president and executive director of the General Mills Foundation. That had to have been a really heady time for you. What was the environment like becoming the leader of the organization?
Well, the environment was great because the company welcomed me with open arms, and I was in philanthropy, one of the first black women to be welcomed into a corporate foundation setting. And that was the case of Metropolitan State. When you're the first black woman to become president of a university, you get a lot of press attention. And Freddie, you have to know how to handle that. And I got to be known in the Minneapolis Star as the black woman president with two little boys. And I was also married, and that made me a standout because my husband was a trailing spouse at that time. And so throughout our long marriage, I was either a trailing spouse or he was a trailing spouse. And we kept it together. Mainly because of the courage of my mother-in-law, his mother, mm-hmm. who told us when we got married, he was from Birmingham, Alabama, she said, "I want you children to stay together. In marriage, you're going to have some differences, but I want you to work things out and stay together." So with the encouragement of family, we stayed together, and our children, those little black boys thrived in Minnesota.
That's a wonderful thing, everyone. We're talking with Dr. Aretha Clark King, and she has a brand new book entitled Find a Trail or Blaze One. Will your experiences you just mentioned with General Mills and the college and what you've done as a chemist, will they show up as leadership perspectives in your book?
Yes, they will. They will. There's a lot of details on that trail. And the first 22 pages deal with my life in South Georgia, which was not easy. You know, I came from the cotton fields up through church. Mm-hmm. Church was very important for us. And roads were not paved. They were dirt roads. And we lived in the black section of Moultrie, Georgia, called Dirty Spoon. You know, our neighborhoods had nicknames. The owl was the Dirty Spoon. It was the slum area. But the book describes that trail of my life. And it was hard, Freddie, at that time. It was very hard. No money, a lot of field work. But, you know, my illiterate father and grandmother would always say, "The Lord will make a way." You know that slogan, don't you?
The Lord will make a way somehow.
That's right. So I was, at age 16, I was able to get to Clark College. And the encouragement to us black children the smart ones was to get an education and go up north. And you know what that meant? Going up north, you can live with a relative, get on your feet, and get a better job. Because when I grew up in South Georgia, the Ku Klux Klan was hard on us black people.
Mm. Wow. So what are your hopes and your aspirations for the future of diversity and inclusion in corporate America? You've been a leader in that regard. And also with regard to philanthropy, what do you see the future? What do you hope that people will take away from your incredible book?
I hope they will take away the need to have some goals and to, I would say, keep standing on the shoulders of giants. I was able to make it through my various careers because people believed in me, they encouraged me, and I believed their encouragement. And oh, don't forget, I studied hard. When my mother's brothers came back from the Army to the armed services to visit us at home, they would find me sitting on the side of the bed with the kerosene lamp studying. And they would tell my mother, that child is a bookworm. Well, I'm not ashamed of being called a bookworm because I still study. I study hard.
That's incredible. And I don't think you're old enough to have been studying by the light of a kerosene lamp, Dr. King.
Yes, I am old enough, and I still have one of those kerosene lamps here in my condo. It's in the den. I don't light it, but it's my main souvenir from my growing up.
Find a trail or blaze one. There's a big reception happening tomorrow, a program, a reception, a book signing, an inspiration and celebration of your incredible achievements. And everyone, I don't think there's going to be room enough for everybody to come and say hello to you, all the people whose lives you've touched over the years. Is there a final thought or a guiding point that you'd like to make with us this morning before we have to step away?
Well, it's the thank you.
Ah.
Thank you to my condo residents here. Thank you to the God Almighty. And especially thank you to my grandmother and my father. They were all illiterate. They didn't go to school. Mm. And I would say thank you. I owe you, Freddie, that I won't be able to say them all tomorrow night. And especially thank you to the people at the Humphrey Institute, because I did a year of study there on a fellowship under the theme of philanthropy and public policy, working together to make a difference. So I would say thank you. That's going to be my main message tomorrow night.
Wow. Well, this is such a treat to be with you this morning. The title of the event tomorrow evening is Another King Blazes a Trail. It starts at 5:30 at the Humphrey School of Public Affairs. A number of wonderful people have been through there, and the title of the book, everyone, is Find a Trail or Blaze One by Dr. Aretha Clark King. It starts at 5:30, as I mentioned, tomorrow. Thank you so much for sharing about your wonderful career, and we can't wait to see you tomorrow. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Freddie.
It's our pleasure.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Dr. Aretha Clark King, blazing a trail, a chemist, a leader, a president, philanthropy, businesswoman, and friend.